This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday morning, everybody. Welcome to Prophetic Tuesday here on BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Around the clock, around the globe, we go. So good to have you joining us today. And knowing that one word from God can change your life forever. Here we are broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas. And I want to just give a shout out to everybody listening on BPNRadio.com. Because of the circumstances, we're not on Facebook Live today. But I'm watching our my Dale Gentry fan page, my Dale Gentry Facebook page for any comments. Just a reminder that even though we're not broadcasting on Facebook Live today, we will continue that next Tuesday. Allison Kiefer is going to be with me next Tuesday. She'll also be on this Thursday. I have some words today for Carol, Heather, Janelle, Matt, Renee, Nana, Tiffany, Christian, Mandy, Oswaldo, Rhonda, Dana, Dee, Jane, Mary, and some others. So stay tuned. This is Prophetic Tuesday here on BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. So I'm getting ready to prophesy. It's going to be a great day here on Prophetic Tuesday. So everybody stay tuned. Tell your friends that we're on BPNRadio.com live right now.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Okay, welcome. Welcome everybody to Prophetic Tuesday. Dale Gentry here. I love to hear the voice of God. And on Tuesdays, I love to exercise my prophetic gift. And because I know the value of a prophetic word. One word from God can change your life forever. So I love to hear the voice of God. I've been up since early this morning, and I'm praying. I've been writing some of your names down and praying, and I've received some prophetic words for quite a few people on this Prophetic Tuesday. So it's going to be a great day. Just want to remind you that the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs here on BPNRadio.com may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this program or any of our programs, but we're delighted that you're listening. This program is produced by Michael Sean Porn, supported by your loyal listeners, partners, and friends. And I want to give a special shout out to Aliona Pertuka, who helps me almost every day that I'm broadcasting here on BPNRadio.com. And Aliona, who lives, works with us from Moldova near Russia, just celebrated her 26th birthday on Sunday. And Happy birthday, Aliona. You're doing a wonderful job. Dependable, committed, and important, a very important part is our chief editor here at Breakout Prayer Network, bpnradio.com. Well, it's going to be a great day, and I'm going to begin to prophesy here in just a few moments. I would like to say that this broadcast on bpnradio.com will be replayed at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock. I had a wonderful special event this past Sunday at Calvary Cathedral International, Fort Worth, Texas, and it was a day of heaven on earth. In fact, I'm going to be returning there this Sunday to minister at 10 o'clock. We'll have Breakout Radio Church, of course, at 8 o'clock, and that service is replayed at 10 o'clock. But I'll be ministering at 10 o'clock this Sunday morning at Calvary Cathedral International. And if you're in that area, you can join me, or if you don't have a regular home church that you're attending, or you can go online, and that service will be broadcast at calvarycathedral.org, calvarycathedral.org, and I'll be preaching there again this Sunday. This past week, we celebrated the 23rd anniversary of the Power Tower, which I helped start 23 years ago on May the 7th, 1995, and that church has been praying every day for 23 years. That's over 8,900 consecutive days. I know it sounds, a little bit surreal or preposterous. Some people might blink a little bit, but it's true. Even when the tornado came in March of 2000, the prayer was interrupted for only a few hours. Then it continued back. And so some amazing things have happened as a result of prayer at Calvary Cathedral International, led by my pastor, Bob Nichols. So just want to make that announcement. Father, we just pray for a good day here on bpnradio.com, here on Prophetic Tuesday. And I just pray, Lord, for those that are listening today that's about to receive a word from the Lord. And even though I may not even call their name, I just know that you're going to speak to people that may say, hey, that he didn't call my name, but I know that is a word for me, and I'm going to receive it. Remember, if you receive, if you get a prophetic word today or any day, and before I give those instructions, I want to remind you that some of you may have received a prophetic word. You didn't even realize it, but I have some good news that all of these prophetic sessions are now on podcasts. And what you do is you go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com, and click on the podcast. Click on podcast, and it will say listen now. And then all you have to do is you just go to prophetic sessions, and you'll get the prophetic sessions that we recorded, prophecies that I've given, and also that Allison Keeber has given. And so you can go back and listen to those. And I want to remind you that I try not, because we have so many requests, I try not to give a prophetic word per somebody's request. So if you say, well, I'd like to have a word for my husband or my daughter, then if you would just get that person to sign in and leave their name, city, and state either on Dale Gentry Facebook page or Dale W. Gentry Facebook page, then I will do my best to share a prophecy with them. Okay, so if I give you a word today, today it could be a now word, it could be a future word, it could be a new word, or it could be a confirming word. All right, you got that. So when I prophesy, remember, it could be a now word, something God is doing now, future word, it may take a little while for that to come to pass, but or it could be a confirming word. So I've already heard that word before. It could be a brand new word. New things do I declare, the Lord has said through the prophet. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. So sometimes you get a word that will not make any sense with your mind. You may not be able to get your head around it. But you must understand that if you can receive it with your spirit, because 1 Corinthians chapter 2 is a very important instructional chapter in the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says the natural man cannot receive the things of God, neither can he understand, perceive them, because they are spiritually discerned. So you have to receive it with your spirit. And if you bear witness to it, you can say, that's my word. I take ownership of that word. I'm going to write it down. I heard it. Now I'm going to begin to see it. And then I'm going to begin to speak it. Remember that you literally speak your worlds into existence. You speak the word. The Bible said that God spoke the word and the worlds came into existence. That's what you got to do. You got to speak that word. So you keep speaking it. Remember when I give a prophetic word, or Allison gives a prophetic word, you got to understand it may not be anything you're praying about right now. You may say, well, I need a word about a husband or a wife or a ministry or a car or a job or a business. And it may not be what I hear at all. So the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:9, we know in part, prophesy in part. So I may just get a one sentence, or I might get a paragraph, but just be a word. But if you can receive that word, write it down, speak that word, God can enlarge that word and move you into places you've never been, cause you to do things you've never done, say things you never said, meet people you never met, operate in gifts you never operated in. So today is a revelatory day. I've prophesied since 1985, serving as a prophetic voice in America, in England, in Scotland, in Germany, in Jamaica, and Haiti, and so many, many different places in the world, including the United States of America. Of course, here on BPNradio.com, we broadcast across America and around the globe. So we get people that send us requests from nations of the world. And I'm amazed at the opportunity that I have just to stand here behind this microphone. I can't sit. I've got to stand because I'm so excited. And behind this microphone and share prophetic words that I've been given by the Holy Spirit. So I'm about ready to begin. Are you about ready to begin? Are you? One word from God can change your life. We're getting ready.
He is the one who can say, he is the giver of love to the world.
Okay, here we go. I have a word. I'm really excited about today. I have a word today for Carol. Carol H. And Carol is from Sweetwater, Texas. And Carol, I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's time to make some future plans of your own. You have spent a lot of time and resources making plans for others, which is good, but now it's time to make some plans for yourself without feeling guilty about it. There's a curve up ahead. Take it slowly, but keep your eyes on the road. Around the curve is fresh vision and fresh fire for a new season in your life. Carol H. from Sweetwater, Texas, I bless you now in the name of the Lord. And Heather R. from Springtown, Texas. Heather, I see you going from the foot of the table to the head of the table. I see you going from the back of the line to the head of the line. Your tenacity and your determination is going to take you places that others will think, hey, she could never get there. But it's going to get you there. It's your determination. Your Holy Ghost aggression is going to let you get in there. So many people never are able to get where God wants them to be because of their passivity, their passivity, their timidity. And they say, well, I'm just kind of backward. I'm just kind of shy. No. God never made anybody backward. Just think about that word. I'm kind of backward. I'm kind of shy. God never created you like that. And the devil has got you to think in that way because he wants you to be timid. He loves timidity. But that's not who you are, Heather. You are very determined, and your Holy Ghost aggression is going to get you where you need to be. Know where you're supposed to be, knock on that door, and keep knocking until they let you in. Don't stop knocking. and there's always a way. So to, don't look for another door. Go through the door that you know you're supposed to go through. Encourage yourself. Dress up, show up, keep knocking. Even if you have to take a cut and pay or you volunteer somewhere, you'll eventually get to the top because there's room at the top for you, Heather. Hope you like that word. It's a good word for you, Heather R., Springtown, Texas. And Janelle W. from Pleasant Grove, Utah. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that your strong confidence is going to open major doors. And what you thought was going to be the main thing will eventually not be the main thing at all. It will simply open that major door to motivate others to live out their dreams and not accept second best, training them on how to step out and speak up. You're going to train many, many people, Janelle, on how to step out and speak up. You have a bright future, and many others as well will come along because of you, Janelle, because you are you're going to be a history maker. You're one that makes dreams come alive. So I bless you right there, Janelle from Pleasant Grove, Utah. Matt G. from Palm Beach, Florida. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, take it right down Main Street. No detours, no side streets. Exercise your faith and know that God is giving you properties beyond your wildest dreams if you can only believe. Ownership. An amazing testimony is coming your way of blessings and prosperity in your life. You're going to share with many, motivating other people to get out of their comfort zone, move into their discovery zones. So I pray for you, Matt. I bless you, Matt. They're in Palm Beach, Florida. Wow. God is at work. God is at work. And anybody in the Palm Beach, Florida area needs to take some time to visit, if you haven't, Trinity Church International, Lake Worth, Florida, where I minister many times. I'm going back there before too long. And Matt Baker, of course, is the pastor, doing a great job. I've been ministering in that church since 1986 there. Trinity Church International, Lake Worth, Florida. Oh, wow. Matt, I bless you in Jesus' name. I bless all the people today that are listening that says, I don't have ownership. Maybe you don't own your own home, your own apartment. Maybe you don't own any land. Maybe you don't own a business. You know, I believe that God desires for you to have ownership. Yes, he does. And so there's some of you that have no ownership in anything in life. So I just speak that word that God is speaking to some of you that I might not even be calling your name. I've called Matt's name, but some of you can receive that word and say, I'm gonna have some ownership. And ownership is so very, very important. You know, there's been time in Gene and I's 51 years of ministry that we were not leading a church or leading any particular area of ministry, maybe at the time. And so we know what it feels like not to have ownership, not to have a place of belonging, feel like that you have a part and you have a place. So that's very, very important. And so your place and your part is very, very important. So I speak that word over somebody that feels like you don't have a part and you don't have a place. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I declare in the name of the Lord. And you know how I get revelation sometimes? When I feel like, hey, I'm not hearing anything, I'm not receiving anything, and I've prayed every prayer that I know how to pray, then what I do is I begin to pray in the Spirit. I begin to pray in a prayer language that God gave me when I was a teenager. And so sometimes when I begin to pray in the Spirit, I begin to get revelation. Or Robert used to say, I pray in the Holy Ghost, I pray in the Spirit, and then I get the interpretation of what I'm praying in the Spirit. So we might just try it right now. Brikishiko brote, masara broote mishara bakite, randa da borote sikibashe, manda sikara briota, la brote sikara bashara baku, la bronde ite shiko brote sikata ba'ai, manda ribi isha kata la brote. So, wow. Wow. I just as I was praying, I was looking at a name that I really don't have a city for, so I've been reluctant, but I prayed over Joanne L. I don't even know where she lives. But as I was praying over there, I was just hearing the Holy Spirit saying over Joanne, although I had not written anything down about Joanne. I'll just go ahead and give her last name because I don't have a city. Somebody may know Joanne Lopez. I just declare in Jesus' name, wherever you are in the world, Joanne, that God is helping you take everything to another level. And some people is going to call you extreme, extreme Joanne. And in the eyes of the natural, it may appear that what you're about to do, what you're about to engage in, is going to be very extreme and maybe some people would describe as too far out, Joanne. You shouldn't be going there. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're taking things to another level. You're taking things to a new level. And it's going to be the results. The results are going to be quite amazing. I said the results are going to be quite amazing. And I'm excited about that. Well, I see some people already giving me some comments. And, okay, Catherine D., I see you writing a comment on Dale Gentry Facebook page. I'm not getting to broadcast on Facebook today, but I'm taking some comments that you may be giving. Catherine D., there is a special, I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, there is a special eagerness to do the will of God. And you just have this incredible passion in your life for your life to expand, enlarge, and to be able to move beyond the things that you are doing. And because I just heard the Holy Spirit saying over you, Catherine D., there in Dayton, Ohio, that because you've been faithful over the things that you've been involved in, or maybe you're in Dayton, Texas. Maybe that's it. But Catherine D., you know who you are. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, because you've been faithful over the things that you've been involved in, a lot of people would say, hey, you ought to be happy where you're at. Well, you are, but there's still that yearning, churning that's going on in your life to know that God is at work to expand you. Because you've been faithful over what you've been doing, God is continuing to expand your life. So I bless you there in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And Eddie up there in Alaska, mighty man of God. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that you have earned a place where you're at. And I just see God promoting you exactly where you are at in Jesus' name. And I bless you right now. And George A. up there in I don't know whether you're in Florida or Maine. I'm just going to say George A. there in Maine. I bless you, George. The anointing over you and your wife, Apera. God is blessing you. He's blessing your life and giving you major opportunities there in New England to redig some of the wells that were dug in days and many, many decades before. There were wells of revival that have been stopped up by liberalism, by unbelief, by atheism, by satanic rituals. Those wells that were once wells of revival that were once flowing powerfully and strong have been covered up. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying that you guys, you take your neighbors and your friends and redig those wells of revival. It's no time to be be simple, to live the simple life. I hear the Holy Spirit saying He has given you territory up in Maine to stir things up there in the New England states. Yes, He has. So I bless you, George and Vera, right there. Perio, there in up there in Maine. I bless you in the name of Jesus. And Gary Thomas, Gary T., sorry about that. Gary T. from Raza, New Mexico. God is at work giving you great revelation, giving you words of knowledge giving you spiritual dreams that are quite remarkable, quite incredible concerning your business, other people's business, and God is providing you different locations to stretch out from Roswell as well, giving you subsidiaries. So I bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you for your comments. People leaving comments on my Dale Gentry Facebook page. I have a word for, wow, I'm excited. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You know, I love to work with the Holy Ghost. And, you know, people need your prophetic voice. People, your family, your friends, your colleagues, your neighbors, your classmates. You know, people need a word from God. I get words from God for people that are not even Christians, not even believers. But I just say, I have a prediction for you. I have a word from God for you. And it's amazing what can happen. So what you do is just pray in the Holy Ghost and just anoint your ears to hear, your eyes to see, your spiritual ears to hear, your spiritual eyes to see, and just know that God is at work. And so we're not on Facebook Live today, but we'll be back next week on Facebook Live. But we are, as we are each Tuesday, on bpnradio.com. I have a word for Renee W. from Troy, Illinois. And as I prayed over you, Renee, today, I heard the Holy Spirit say one word, a buzzword for you, a key word for you, and it's called excavation. Excavation. Your buzzword is excavation. Unearthing, digging up, preparing for a new project. I see you clearing ground for a new building that you're going to own, a new building for a new business. You have more connections than you think, and you have great influence. And so I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Renee, prepare your presentation. Your success lies in your anointing, your commitment, and your presentation. I'm going to say that again over you, Renee W. from Troy, Illinois. Your success lies in your anointing, your commitment, and your presentation. Make no small plans. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't make any small plans. Start preparing your land to build your building. Excavation is coming. Build it. This is good now. Renee, build it and they will come. Build it and they will come. Renee, I bless you. In Jesus' name, you are in a wonderful season of your life. Okay, I have a word for Nana. They're in Rigo Park, New York, and appreciate all of our listeners all around America, and we have a great listening audience in New York as well. One moment. Okay. So, excuse me. Nana, set your foot down. Don't allow anyone to steal what is rightfully yours. Remember, the thief has come to steal, kill, and destroy. And the Bible also says that there is a time for peace and there's a time for war. So don't be afraid of the fight. There's more with you than is with them. So I bless you, Nana, in Jesus' name. Excuse me. I put a cough drop in my mouth. So I'm broadcasting live here. I've spoken over 15,000 times or more the last 51 years. So sometimes I have a little bit of a voice challenge. I got a little bit wild and crazy Sunday morning in Fort Worth, so challenged my voice. But anyhow, it's going to be all right. Tiffany G. from Jacksonville, North Carolina. I have a word for you, Tiffany. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying that you are almost there. Almost there. Work with the anointing. You know how to do that. It's the anointing that's breaking the yoke. It's time for you to shift gears and begin to operate in the supernatural so that you can experience supernatural results that will result in major events far beyond your comprehension at this moment. At this moment. And I'm receiving a word from my chief editor right now, Aliona Perduca, there in Moldova. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that we, bpnradio.com, is going to begin to operate an internet radio station in Moldova that is going to reach in, of course, to Russia and all of those former Soviet Union nations, and we're going to broadcast in Russian, and you're going to manage that station. I don't know if that's a now word or future word, Aliona, but God is expanding your life because of your faithfulness. I have a word. Bless you, Tiffany. Bless you, Aliona. And I have a word for Christian C. And Christian C is from Marion, Illinois. Christian, when I look at you in the realm of the Spirit, I see you as a producer. You're going to produce short documentary films, because you are too restless for long-term assignments. That's how God made you. Your films are going to be amazing in quality and also in quantity, and will be shot and are filmed in different geographical locations. Your films are going to be amazing, and you're a young man with lots of brilliant ideas accompanied by visions and dreams that are quite amazing as well. Christian, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't allow anyone to short-circuit those dreams that you have. Speak them out, make them clear, and others will accompany you on this amazing journey that you're about to begin, or maybe you're already on it, I don't know. But Christian, you're an influential man. Maybe one day you'll make a documentary about bpnradio.com or Prophetic Tuesday, who knows. Frederica L. from Swindon, England. Frederica, I have a word for you. They're in Swindon, England. I want to give a shout out to all of my friends in the United Kingdom. The many, many times that Gene and I have ministered there. We love England. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're on a special assignment, that you must stay focused on why you are where you are and be willing to stay the course. There will be voices that will attempt to call you back, accompanied by pleas for you to return to your former place. Don't move, stay put. Things are going slowly, but you're making more progress than you think you are. Keep your hand on the plow. Keep going. Finish what you started, and don't stop now. All right. Good word. I bless you, Frederica, from Swindon, England. Thank you for listening to bpnradio.com. And here on Prophetic Tuesday, Dale Gentry, your host, broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas. And I appreciate you listening to our program. Remember, we are broadcasting around the clock. Around the clock and around the globe. I just want to give a shout out to Adam M., who said, I received that ownership word in Hiawassee, Georgia. I bless you, Adam. And Allison S. from Michigan, I believe. Or Allison, you live in Michigan or Wisconsin, anyhow. And she bears witness to that word of dreams word. Cynthia from Port Arthur, Texas, I bless you now in the name of Jesus. I pray that the will of God, plan of God, purpose of God be done in your life. And Ann, I bless you. Andy, I bless you. Gary, I bless you. George Imperio, I bless y'all. Bless you, Ernie, there in the state of Georgia. Suzanne, I bless you. Rhonda Kinzer joining us today. And Rhonda, of course, is on every Friday starting at 10 o'clock on bpnradio.com. And she has a special prayer time on the Friday watch. And she's also on Facebook Live, and she prays for so many people. She definitely has pray the prayer of faith. Leona C., there in Dinuba, California, where I've ministered so many, many times. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're going to have a business where you are help with special events. You host special events. A lot of activity, a lot of preparing, planning. And on the day of, you just feel like, man, I've been working for 36 hours in a row. I need to take a little rest here. But anyhow, I just know that God is setting up a business for you to be involved in some major projects. So thank you very, very much for joining us here. I have a word. I love it when I get to prophesy, because I know how one word from God can change your life forever. So the proper progression, when you receive a prophetic word, you hear something, and then you begin to see what you are hearing, and then you begin to say what you are hearing and seeing, and then you begin to do what you are saying, you are seeing, and you are hearing. So the proper progression is ears, eyes, mouth, and feet. Ears, eyes, mouth, and feet. You know, I've written a book, and sometimes I even go back and reread my book, because I believe it was very well written. It's a faith builder, and it's free. And all you have to do to get that book is go to bpnradio.com and click on letspraymerica.com. Or actually, you could go straight there, letspraymerica.com. And when you get to letspraymerica.com, you just click on resources. And my book, How to Start, How to Finish, God Assignments, How to Start, How to Finish, is right there. You can download it. You can read it. You can print it off. But it will really answer a lot of questions that you may have concerning prophecy. So I just want to encourage you to go to letspraymerica.com. While you're there, if you're not receiving my daily prayer, you can sign up. It doesn't cost you anything. I send out a daily prayer every day of the week with the help of Cheryl Ortiz and Linda Meeks, and Evelyn Gastelum even puts it out in Spanish every day. And we've been doing this, about 6 years now. So while you're there, sign up for my daily prayer, and you can also make daily faith declarations with me right along every day of the week. And so that's you sign up. But also go into resources and get my book entitled God Assignments, How to Start, How to Finish, prophetic book by Dale Gentry. And I've been able to minister to so many, many people where I saw amazing results from one word from God. So you go there, you'll be encouraged. And then at the back of the book is some incredible instructions concerning prophecy. So you go there and you will be blessed. It's all free. Hey, Mandy W. from Springtown, Texas. I have a word for you, Mandy. I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's all about choices. In times past, you've allowed others the opportunity to make choices for you. Some of those were okay, but some did not turn out so well. I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's time for you to make some choices about your life. Accompanied, of course, by counsel and prayer, some which may not please some of the people that are around you that wants to be involved in every decision that you make. But I just hear the Holy Spirit saying there comes a time in your life for a new beginning, which you desperately need at this time. So, I bless you, Mandy. I believe you're going to make some right choices, and I believe there's some amazing happenings just on the horizon for you. Okay? All right. We have some good word, a good word. Remember that a prophecy is given for inspiration, exhortation, to encourage you, to lift you up. And you know, if you get a word about something fearful happening or what have you, God doesn't have any bad words. Now, he may have a warning from time to time, but that is simply to cause you from making wrong choices. But most every word that I've ever given is just about hope and the dreams that God has for you. Okay, Oswaldo A. from Los Angeles, California. You go for it. This is what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying. You go for it, bro. Send me some music that I can play on bpnradio.com. A testimony. You're blessed. You're a blessed man, Oswaldo. And it's time to introduce yourself, excuse me, to a whole new people group that are waiting for your arrival. God has commanded the blessing on your life and ministry Take a deep breath. Take that leap of faith. You can do it. You can make it. And you're looking good. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Rhonda B., I have a word for you. Rhonda B. from Turkey Creek, Louisiana. There's the Holy Spirit saying that he is mending some fences and he needs your cooperation. Satan is out to bring destruction to everything you've worked for, invested your life into. So the Bible said, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, we are not ignorant of his devices. Rebuild boundaries that have been broken down through spirits of familiarity and reestablish your guidelines and be strong in making decisions that you know are right for you and your investments. Victory is just around the corner if you'll be strong and of a good courage, and if you will not be afraid, and if you will not compromise what you know is right. And you know, my pastor taught me a long time ago, is it right and does it work? Is it right and does it work? Is it right and does it work? Erica A. from West Palm Beach, Florida. Have a word for you, Erica. Remember that age has nothing to do with it. Age has nothing to do with it. One of my spiritual sons, Evander Holyfield, told me that a long time ago. Dale, age has nothing to do with it, as I was talking to him about approaching 50 and still boxing. Age has nothing to do with it. So I see you walking across the stage as you graduate with a diploma in your hand. I don't know if that is a high school, college, graduate school. I don't know. Only know in part and prophesy in part, but I see you, or it could be a trade school, I don't know. I see you walking across the stage as you graduate with a diploma in your hand that you thought you had missed receiving. You've dreamed about it in the past, but that dream will eventually come true as you take that step of action in the direction that you know you're supposed to take. There's a lot of living to do, Erica, and that diploma in your hand will provide you opportunities that you'll receive no longer standing on the sidewalk looking out at the street where other people are passing by and saying, I could be there. Well, you can be there and you will be there. First of all, it will happen as a word from God, and then that word eventually will take on structure. It's going to be quite amazing. Erica, I bless you right now. I just really feel excited about this word that you have received. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. What am I going to do next? I'm going to take a station break right now and take a little sip of water and a little sip of tea, and then I am going to carry on. But first of all, here's a word concerning business people and Marketplace Saturday. There's some of you, I want to say, that need to be working for yourself. You know, I gave a man a prophecy years ago while ministering a church in San Jose, California. He was on the fifth row, and I said to him, there will come a day that you'll make more money in one day working for yourself than you did in 365 days working for somebody else. Now, that is not a word for everybody. That usually doesn't happen, but God can do anything. The next year in the Silicon Valley, he made $16 million. He's still working for himself, has his own private airplane, actually lives in Minnesota and works in California, flies back and forth. All things are possible, and there's some of you that need to be in business, working for yourself, and there's some of you that started a business and quit the business, and you need to get restarted. But, you know, I have this major passion for business people, because I know it's business people that's going to help promote the kingdom. The Bible said, how shall they hear without a preacher, and how shall the preacher preach except to be sent? In other words, there are people out there that is doing ministry, and they need some support. Your church needs support. Your pastor needs support. Missionaries, BPNradio.com, Breakout Prayer Network, those that are evangelists carrying the gospel. Everybody needs support. It takes money for every dream that we have. So I believe that God is putting people in the marketplace to produce income, to produce finances. And if you are struggling right now in business, you got to know that the major reason you're struggling is because the devil wants you to quit. He wants you to quit. But I say, don't quit. If God If God has given you a heart to do business, there is a way. And every Saturday, we have 15 hours of programming for people that are in business or those that want to be in business. And the people that we have programs are people that have been very successful in business, and every one of them are giving ways that you can improve your business, get into business, keep going in business. And we have people from all walks of life. Every 30 minutes, there's a different interview or programming. And, you know, we give the opportunity for people to host their own program, 30-minute show every week, and they can promote that. People will listen. And we also have sponsors for our programming on Saturday, if you'd like to be a sponsor. But we have a lot of information. We're gonna take a station break. We're going to play a promo. Then I'll be back with a word for Dana. Dana, I have a word for you and some others, so stay tuned as we continue here on Prophetic Tuesday on BPNRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ian Kieber reminding you to join us for Marketplace Saturdays. Marketplace Saturdays is full of information, motivation, inspiration, and business tips that will help you grow in whatever field you come from. Now, whether you're a small business owner or an employee looking to grow and learn more, Marketplace Saturday is for you. Join Rick Gentry, the host of Marketplace Saturdays, from 8 a.m. to midnight Central Standard Time, where you can learn from the best. Marketplace Saturdays, where leaders go to grow.
Voice of God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Most of all. I love to hear the voice of God.
Hey, we love to hear the voice of God. So we're going on the name of the Lord today. Good to have you listening on Prophetic Tuesday here on BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And if you would like to partner with the Breakout Prayer Network, BPNRadio.com, Breakout Radio Church, if you would like to partner with us, all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and click on the donate button. You can use your PayPal card, PayPal credit card, debit card, and we would be very, very thankful for your monthly support. You can be a monthly partner, and wow. We believe that we are good soil for you to sow into and reap a good harvest. So if you want to send a check, you can also do that. You make your check to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. 78709, Breakout Ministries. And those of you that are helping sponsor Breakout Prayer Network, bpnradio.com, Prophetic Tuesday, Prophetic Thursday, thank you so very, very much. And you might just send us an email at BreakoutPrayerNetwork@gmail.com. I'll get it right here. BreakoutPrayerNetwork@gmail.com. You might just want to leave a comment right there on the Facebook page. But, you know, your participation and your donation will put you on our partners list. And there's, there's some opportunities for our partners. We just had a week or two ago, we had a partners gathering that was quite remarkable in Austin, Texas, and people that were partnering with us had the opportunity to come and be with us personally, and I was able to give everybody a prophetic word. And Callie Hargraves, Todd and Cindy Mooring, they were there helping me, as they have for many, many times. So, you know, if you're a partner, you have some special invitations, some special privileges. That can be for $5 a month or more, $5 or whatever it may be, and the Holy Spirit lays on your heart we would appreciate it. Then you'll be on our partners list. You'll get reports. You'll get invitations. So thank you. Thank you for giving. Very, very thankful. Very, very grateful here as we continue broadcasting on Prophetic Thursday here on BPNRadio.com. Don't forget, go to BPNRadio.com for the podcast that we now have on. We have these prophetic words on, and you might want to go there and check it out, if you will. Well, I appreciate the comments you're leaving on my Dale Gentry Facebook page, very great. You can leave comments on Dale Gentry or Dale W. Gentry, either one of those pages will be fine. We're very, very grateful. I got some more prophetic words that I'm going to give here on Prophetic Tuesday. Don't forget, Allison Kieber will be along for Prophetic Thursday at noontime. She has a new time. That's at noontime on BPNRadio.com, and most Thursdays she's on Facebook Live. She's going to be on with me next week co-hosting Prophetic Tuesday along with Ruth Gentry, and so you'll want to do that. I got a comment from Rhonda B. there in Louisiana. I just gave her a prophetic word a few minutes ago. Tyrone from London, England. We'll give you a shout out there in London. Good to have you listening today. And Kara from Hesmer, Louisiana. I bless you in Jesus' name. I just declare that you have great favor. Great favor. I just ask God to bless you right now with all that favor that you have in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Hey, Michael, I give you a shout out. Michael from Conroe, Texas, a great man of adventure. You keep the ball rolling. There's a lot of people that would become stagnant, ill-advised, Michael, if it was not for you. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say over you and Maria there in Lake Worth, Florida. The anointing, the gift of intercession to pray remarkable prayers is upon you. Addison, you're a remarkable young lady. You have a future in broadcasting. You're an incredible communicator. I just hear your voice. And I prophesied one day, Addison M. from Eunice, Louisiana, that you're going to be my guest on BPNRadio.com. I hear you being one of my guests. So, send me your bio and get ready. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? You got to know that everything can change in a day. Everything can change in one day's time. So about this time tomorrow, who knows what might be happening? I have a word for, let's see, who do I have a word for? I have a word for, Dana. Dana from Texas. I'm not sure exactly what town you live in, but I see you have the eye of the tiger. You have tremendous spiritual authority to help people out of the pits of darkness where many of them have dwelt for such a long time. Many of them leading double lives because they don't know how to get up and get out. Many of them loaded with information and instructions, but no one is praying with them who has that spiritual authority to get them free. So, Dana, use that authority that he's given you, the anointing of the Holy Ghost that is working in your life and that he's placed in your hands. Many are waiting for your ministry. And remember, Dana, champions play hurt. I want to say that I believe that's a word for some other people today. Champions play hurt. I learned a long time ago that you cannot go by feelings. Actually, I experienced that this past Sunday morning when I went to Fort Worth, Texas to help Calvary Cathedral celebrate 23 years of daily prayer, over 8,900 consecutive days of praying in a ministry that I helped start in 1995. May the 7th, 1995, I took a prayer walk on Sunday morning, and my foot got caught on a curb, and I went sprawling out on the sidewalk. When I looked up, my hands were bleeding. My arm was, my knee was bleeding. That's a severe pain on my left side. And I walked back to the hotel and called the church, and someone came and bandaged up my wounds, even though I had pain. And you know, your feeling is I don't feel like going and ministering, but I preached to myself a long, long time that champions play hurt, even when we don't feel like it. One time I was ministering at the gate in Oklahoma City, where Bishop Tony Miller, Tony and Kathy Miller, the pastors, and right before the service on a Sunday morning, I stumbled and fell again. That was several years ago. You got to watch where you're going. And stumbled and fell on my face and bloodied my mouth. And, you know, it was right before church time. Your first thought says you can't go up there bleeding. But I went up on the platform on the stage with about 1,500 people there at that time looking at me, wondering what am I going to do because I'm wiping blood off of my mouth. I'm not claiming to be some type of Atlas guy or some type of supernatural guy in the natural, but I am in the spirit. So I knew that even though I was wiping blood off of my mouth with my handkerchief, I'd wipe the blood, preach a while, wipe the blood, preach a while. And so I just learned to do that. And so this past Sunday, getting injured, falling down again, you got to watch your step. Watch where you're going, Dale. And so, a fall can cause great damage. Carrie Underwood, she found that out last year when she fell down some steps and caused severe damage to her temporarily to her career. So what I'm saying, all of this is sometimes you got to play hurt. You minister when you don't feel like it. You sing when you don't feel like it. You preach when you don't feel like it. You go to work when you don't feel like it, if you're not spreading germs or disease. I'm not saying that that's always the case, but you got to realize that champions play hurt. I said all of that to say this over you, Dana, that from Texas, Dana T., that sometimes champions play hurt. And so you may be going through a hurting time, but you just got to keep playing. I have a word. I bless you, Dana. Dana T. from Texas. D.O. from Spring, Texas. Hear the Holy Spirit saying, pause and consider the outcome. There's a fork in the road, but you'll know the one you're to take. Don't allow yourself to be paralyzed by indecision. Fear that you're going to make a wrong move. Fear you're going to make the wrong turn. Just afraid. Some people have that type of paralysis and never get anything done. And as you go along, you may make some mistakes along the way. In fact, you will make some mistakes along the way, but you got to keep going. There's something about momentum, the big mo, that is so powerful. Remember, it's very difficult to miss God. And I'm going to say this over and over again. Remember, it's very difficult to miss God when you keep praying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And as you keep praying that, you're gonna get it right. And if you don't get it right, there'll be a way to go back and get it right. So, D, I bless you in Jesus' name. Jane C. from Choctaw, Oklahoma. Jean and I used to live just outside of Choctaw, Oklahoma, when we pastored a church, led a church in Oklahoma City. Jane, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are in the restoration business, a special ministry helping people get back on their feet again, helping remove the guilt and shame that has kept them from a living life. They've been going through life because of all the guilt and shame and condemnation, which, by the way, God never intended to make that happen. In fact, he never was a part of that. That is from Satan, guilt, shame, condemnation. Those people only existed in life. But your incredible love language that you're able to write down is going to create messages that's going to be passed from one city to another, from one social media site to another, proving that you really do have some incredible giftings in your life that will open public exposure to those words that you write and sayings that not only are in your heart currently, but have been in your heart for such a long, long time. So start publishing. Start getting ready for fruitful results, however, whatever path you take. And Jane, I just bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And Mary W. from Katy, Texas. Mary, hear the Holy Spirit saying it's time to reinvent yourself, of course, with the help of the Holy Ghost, putting new demands on yourself. It's going to stretch you, but will not stretch you out of measure. A full course meal that will move you out of your comfort zone into a new discovery zone. And sometimes we miss those opportunities because we are so careful and so hesitant to take any new steps of action, saying, well, I don't have time for that. I don't have the energy to do that. I don't have the resources to do that. And as a result, we don't take the advantage to maybe to reinvent ourselves doing. You say, what are you talking about? Well, somebody sent me this compliment. It was not a prophetic word, but sent me this compliment, and it said to me, Dale, you keep reinventing yourself. And she was referring to how I used to be a radio announcer in the old days before I started in full-time ministry. I was a radio announcer, disc jockey, sportscaster. And she said, now you're reinventing yourself by being on radio. And some people, you know, call me a disc jockey because I make announcements and play some music, but I'm not really a disc jockey. I'm a minister. And I now have the opportunity to speak out across America and around the world. So what she was referring to, you took those radio gifts that you had, and now you're reinventing ways, because we did not have the internet when I was over 50 years ago. I never even thought that could possibly happen. The only thing that I thought could happen way back when I was a boy, they said, there'll come a day that you'll see people on the phone that you're talking to. And I thought, how in the world could that ever be? Of course, we know that has already come to pass a long time ago. So there are things happening. What I'm trying to say over you, Mary, and I believe this word may be for some other people today on this Tuesday. What I see happening, that some of the things that you used to do, you're going to be doing again, only in a different measure, in a different scenario, in a different way. So you're reinventing yourself, and the Holy Spirit is helping you move into a new measure of activity, measure of fulfillment, because you are now operating in a new measure of faith. So, Mary W. from Katy, Texas, I bless you in Jesus' name. And I appreciate people joining me here today on Prophetic Tuesday. And Heather R. from Springtown, Texas, I gave you a word. Where in the world were you at? And this program starts at 10 o'clock a.m. So I gave you a word, and... okay, I'm going to do something I've never done before. I'm going to do it for you, Heather. Heather R., because you tuned in late. Maybe you just got off of the train and you weren't able to listen. Okay, I'm going to give it. I've never done this, but I'm going to give it. I'm going to repeat it to you, Heather. Heather, I see you going from the foot of the table to the head of the table. I see you going from the back of the line to the head of the line. I see promotion coming your way because you have not been willing to take no for an answer. Your tenacity, your determination, your aggression is going to take you places that others could not get there, but you're going to get there. It's your determination, your Holy Ghost aggression is going to get you there. Know where you're supposed to be. Knock on that door and keep knocking until they let you in. Let me in. There's always a way to get in there, Heather. Don't look for another door. Don't settle for second best. Encourage yourself. Dress up and show up. Even if you have to take a cut and pay or volunteer for that while you're doing something else, you'll eventually get to the top. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Heather, there is room for you at the top. Now let me know if you like that word, because I believe that it is a great word. And Kitty, I think I gave a word for you 3 or 4 weeks ago, but you have an incredible spirit. You have a spirit of peace and tranquility about you there in Richland, Washington. Just have an incredible peace about you. And that spirit of peace, I see going into homes and businesses, anointing with oil, breaking off all kinds of spirits. And, you know, every house that we've lived in or my children live in, even grandchildren, from time to time, I go in and pray over their houses, breaking any curses, any bad spirits, and just releasing that spirit of peace. You just have the ability to do that. And I trust that people will invite you in to do that and give you a contribution because you have an incredible ministry. Kitty L. there in Richland, Washington. Tell your friends about... Okay, Heather Arsh, you got the word. Good for you. And tell your friends about Prophetic Tuesday, Prophetic Thursday. I'm really proud of my spiritual daughter, Allison Kieber, who's on Thursday. Many of you may not know that she was one time an atheist, did not even believe in God, but she got saved, miraculously saved, baptized in the Holy Spirit. And she is she's definitely on fire. She gives some incredible words. And Mary W., I trust that you received the word there that I gave you. Anissa from Moore, Oklahoma, you're making progress. You keep going now. You keep going. Remember that that everything takes time. I know sometimes, Anissa, you get a little bit antsy, but you stay the course. And Beverly A. there in Oceanside, California, you're such a faithful listener. I bless you. There's a great anointing on your life, the anointing to lay on of hands. You know, that's one of the foundations of the church, is the laying on of hands. And you definitely have an incredible anointing to lay hands on people. They get healed, and you sing over them as you lay hands on them. I bless you there. Beverly, in Jesus' name. Rhonda, I bless you. I gave you a prophecy, a good word today. Tiffany, I gave you a word. And thank you all for joining me today. God is so good. He is so good. Ryan, I believe I gave you a word last week. Ryan, I gave you a word last week. So let me know if you did not hear that, because I remember seeing your name on the list that I gave last week. I believe it was a good word. If I can see it, I might even repeat it. And I've already repeated one. I better not start that. I might get into more than I can take place. But Ryan from Granite City, Illinois, I just hear, I'll give a portion of it. I heard the Holy Spirit saying, bring this calling and assignment into a place that you can get your heart around, not your mind around, but your heart around. And you go back and look at that, either last week or the week before. Well, it's been great. It's been a great day on bpnradio.com. I've so enjoyed my time with you. Don't forget, I'm on every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Central Time. Most of the time I'm on Facebook Live, and Ruth Gentry and Allison Kieber will join me next Tuesday on bpnradio.com, Facebook Live. Speaking of bpnradio.com, broadcasting around the clock and around the globe, and we have something going all the time, 24 hours a day on bpnradio.com. Not just on Tuesdays and Thursdays. In fact, today on Tuesday we have some great programming in store. Delvin Kinzer, our award-winning news director, he'll be on sharing the news at immediately following this program at 11:55. Roy Beard, that Central Time, is on with a word from the wall, and he has great insight about what's going on in our nation that you will not hear on the 6 o'clock news. He shares those things, and then every noontime, and every 4 o'clock, I have a classic interviews. And that is interviews that I have given over the past several months or the past several years. And, of course, today will be no exception. We'll have special guests on today. So you will want to tune in there. In fact, if you'll go to the Dale W. Gentry Facebook page, you can see the schedule there that my granddaughter, who is our media manager, posts and lists every day, most every day, what's happening on bpnradio.com. So today at noontime today, our special guest is Ross Remedios, one of my spiritual grandsons from Alexander, Louisiana. He's a fireball. Ross Remedios, he's a young preacher that I interview at 12 noon. And then at 4 o'clock, Brian and Debbie Davenport our partners in ministry, Brian and Debbie Davenport, are on at 4 o'clock. Then, of course, we have programming throughout the day. At 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock, Roy Beard is also on, and so forth and so on. We have prayer and music throughout the nighttime on Night Watch, midnight till 5 a.m. And don't forget, every morning, I talked about this on my radio show yesterday when I gave steps of how to have a successful prayer life. I've been a prayer leader now for about 50 years, and I've been a prayer. I shared that yesterday, and but I lead prayer every morning on bpnradio.com, 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m., and 9 a.m. Central Time, and I lead an hour prayer. You can pray along with me, and because prayer is not taught, it's more caught than taught. All right, I got that straight. Well, it's been a great day. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. Thanks for joining me here on bpnradio.com as we continue to pray for revivals in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry. We'll be right back.
that's all I'm thinking about. Most of the time, I'll be soon, and very soon I'll leave my troubles so far behind.
Lord, you've searched me. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing of love come down, and as you show your face, we'll see your glory here. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord,
I will praise you,
and I will sing of love come. As you
show your face,
we'll see your glory here. We'll see your glory here. We'll see your
feet that run and play.
every day, that little boy of mine. No one will ever know just what his coming has meant, because we love him so. He's something heaven has sent. He climbs upon my knee. He's all the world to me. To me he'll always be that little home.
Welcome home. Welcome home.
Against the water. Now I'm waiting, if you please.
we've longed to see the roses, but never felt the thorns, and bought our pretty crowns, but never paid the price. Find me in the river, find me there, find me on my knees with my soul laid bare. Even though you're gone and I'm cracked and dry, find me in the river, I'm waiting here. In the valley, then in the river I will wait. Find me in the river, find me there, find me on my knees with my soul laid bare. Even though you're gone and I'm cracked and dry, find me in the river, I'm waiting here. Find me in the river, find me there, find me on my knees with my soul laid bare. Even though you're gone,
sunshine and the storm, and my dreams are set in stone, and someday I'll be who I wanna be. Before now, I'll wait for the sun to shine again. none seemed to look my way. And walls have stood and walls have fallen, but my heart seems to wait for now.
Just let go. So many things I'd like to change along this broken road. I need the chance to start again. There's no future in my past, and there's no moving on for me if I'm always looking back. It's time to forgive and forget. Mercy has no memory. Grace has no regret. God took those sins and buried them far as the east is from the west. And if Jesus can forgive, it's time to forgive myself. Every one of my mistakes has been buried by the waves. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, He washed them all away. Beyond all I have done, to the heart of who I am, and the one who saw me fall so hard gives me strength to stand. Has no regret. God took those sins and carried them far as the east is from the west. And if Jesus can forgive me, then it's time to forgive myself. His forgiveness
first name I whisper in the morning. And you are on my lips when I say goodnight. You are the one who captured my heart without warning. Higher than the moon, brighter than the stars, you are. And you are the first name I whisper when I'm lonely. You are on my lips when I need you near. You are my Lord and Savior, my one and only. Honey in the rock, bright and morning star, you are. You are the one who somehow noticed me when no one in the world could see my face. You are the one who plucked me out of the darkness and save my life with your amazing grace. I know I'm just a sinner purchased by your scars. And I know that I'm not perfect. Jesus, you are, you are, you are. Jesus, you are. You are, you are. Jesus, you are. First name I whisper in the morning. And you are on my lips when I say good night. Jesus, you are. Whoa, whoa, you are, you are. Jesus, you are. You are, you are. Jesus, you are. You are, Jesus, you are.